Hello again, everyone. I'm meteorologist Troy Kimmel. I'd like to welcome you to TroyKimmelWeather.com, also my University of Texas weather blog site under campus safety and campus security at the University of Texas at Austin. That website where I post the forecast every day is at weather.utexas.edu. It's Wednesday, the fifth day of October, 2022. Hope you're having a good day so far. There's not a whole lot to talk about weather-wise, but there are some things I will tell you about really beyond the seven-day forecast period here in just a couple of minutes. If we look at the surface weather map this morning across the U.S., really not a lot going on as far as the overall pattern is concerned. We continue to kind of be in what I kind of think is more of a late summer rather than early fall weather pattern. There is a weak front over northwest Texas, back into Kansas, and then southward into New Mexico. That's kicked off some showers, thunderstorms out in far west Texas and southern New Mexico in the last 24 hours. But folks, that front is not coming very far south. High pressure is still kind of ridged in, extends from Indiana back down through the Boot Hill, Missouri, and back into south central Texas. And over the coming days, little change is really expected. Front to the northwest will weaken just a bit. It does not have good upper level support for getting it very far to the south. So as a result, it'll kind of weaken just a bit. I do see a little bit stronger of a cold front and then a slight shift in the upper air pattern, which will allow both fronts to become a little more re-energized, if you will, and move south through the area probably sometime Friday night, early Saturday. But folks, the air mass ahead of that front, the two fronts that are going to come south, really very, very dry and stable, so I don't anticipate any precipitation with these fronts. And even the cooler temperatures, it's going to be very, very minor cooling going into the weekend. Still temperatures well above seasonal averages for this time of year. I think once we get past that and those fronts kind of wash out, we pick up more of a southerly wind flow again once we get into just the end of the seven-day forecast period, next Tuesday into Wednesday. I believe this has the opportunity to return a little more in the way of low-level moisture to the area and the air mass not quite as being stable. But do I see any rain in the next 7 days? I don't. The National Weather Service Weather Prediction Center up in College Park, Maryland, also does not mention any rain for the Austin area over the next 7 days. Now, we go beyond that, and there are some things that we're seeing for the end of next week. So that would be more than a week down the road beyond the seven-day forecast as a trough of upper-level low pressure from the plains into the Rockies dives to the south. It will allow a stronger cold front to move into the plains and perhaps into Texas by the latter part of next week. And kind of what I'm thinking once we get to about 8 or 9 days down the road is we're probably going to see the strongest cold front of the fall season, the first strong cold front of the fall season into Texas, and we also may see a chance of rain. But all of this is what? It's beyond the seven-day forecast period, so not going to worry about it too much. We're also not going to worry that much about the tropics. There is that disturbed area of weather forecast into the southern Caribbean. But, folks, here we are into the month of October. It just gets increasingly unlikely because of the shift in the a pattern as we go into the fall months that these things are going to come very far back to the northwest, back into Texas. It's likely to recurve more than anything else through the Gulf and end up somewhere over the central and eastern Gulf. But this system over the Caribbean is expected to remain very far south. And as a result, I consider it, for whatever happens to this area of disturbed weather that the National Hurricane Center is watching, it's more likely to affect Central America than anywhere else. Friends, those are my audio weather thoughts on this Wednesday, fifth day of October 2022. I'll update my seven-day forecast on the website and my audio weather thoughts again on Thursday morning. Have yourself a good Wednesday.